welcome to this month's edition of Talk Jet. It is my pleasure to take you to San Diego, California today, where I'm going to introduce you to Roberto Monaco. Roberto is just a phenomenal guy, as you will find out very quickly. He is the Vice President of Presentation Skills for Influenceology. And in addition to having worked for the Anthony Robbins companies for 5 years and just proving himself as a top producer there, he's also an absolute expert in presentations and in particular, video marketing. And I have to tell you, this is something that comes up over and over and over again in terms of realtors and mortgage professionals effectively using video in their marketing efforts. I know of no better resource than Roberto Monaco, so please help me in welcoming Roberto Monaco.
Well, Roberto, welcome. How are you, and how's everything in San Diego today?
Oh, San Diego is beautiful, beautiful, sunny, and it's a great pleasure to be here with you, my friend.
Oh, buddy, I am truly fired up about this, and anybody that knows me knows that I am a huge fan of video, and in particular, how that can relate to a realtor in today's market. So I just want to tell people a little bit about you and where they can find out information about you. Of course, they can find you on Facebook, Roberto Monaco, but they can also go to Influenceology, which is exactly what it sounds like, those2words.com. And they'll learn a little bit about you and your background with Tony Robbins, and that you were the, it sounds like, the top producer in terms of bringing new business into that organization, primary trainer, train those trainers. And then you started this company in 2008, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
And how would you describe your mission? What is Influenceology? What is your mission with your organization right now?
Our mission is to help entrepreneurs and sales professionals to grow their businesses by using the art and science of influence. Mm-hmm. Because regardless if you're a realtor, loan officer, coach, executive, chiropractor, dentist, you have a message, and mm-hmm. you depend in your presentation and communication of your message to acquire new clients, and that's what I do. So we teach presentation skills, video marketing, storytelling, and influence. So that's what
it.
We do.
I love it. So everybody that's listening right now, I want to make sure that you go to the website. I would go on and Roberto, what would you have them do? Friend you personally? Or
yeah, if they wanna, you go to influenceology.com, we have several free gifts on presentation storytelling, or
beautiful.
They can sign up for, we have a weekly, we call 10X business letter, where we publish free videos for you to help you out to grow your real estate business
nice.
Every week. So
nice.
It's free.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. And I love that you have provided that free content. Incidentally, you should know I downloaded your presentation checklist. And as someone who is regularly traveling around the country presenting, I love the checklist. So hugely valuable. Thank you for that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, Roberto, when I reached out to you, I told you what my original thought
mm-hmm.
was. As I think about realtors, and just as a reminder, our audience, the people that are listening to you right now, these are the top agents. These are the top 1%, the top 2% in each market around the country. And they are the ones that are the movers and shakers that are making business happen. And you know, as you watch the real estate market evolve, and I know that you speak to real estate audiences frequently and you understand this game,
mm-hmm.
you know, we've watched something very interesting in real estate over the last, let's call it 10 years, where, you know, teams developed and you started seeing, you know, real estate agents who were the rainmakers, and then they would bring in lots of buyer's agents. And then the most recent sort of iteration of that I've watched is this lead generation strategy, where suddenly top realtors start to realize that, you know what, NAR, the National Association of Realtors, for years has been mm-hmm. telling us that the consumer is going to the internet first.
Mm-hmm.
And this makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all walking around with computers in our pockets right now. By the way, good reminder to turn my ringer off there. But we all have them. And so there's
mm-hmm.
these black, shiny screens where prospective buyers and sellers start their journey.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, realtors' primary marketing was, you know, it was newspaper advertising, when newspapers dominated, of course, the advertising venues. they would knock on doors and hand out refrigerator magnets and notepads, and in many markets that's still done. And then bus benches and, you know, shopping carts and all the things, the classic sort of realtor things that we see. Uh-huh. And then, you know, if you're a student of the game, you begin uh-huh. to see that, well, wait a minute. So if the consumer is online and the consumer has multiple mobile devices, uh-huh. then a guy like Roberto Monaco is probably going to say, you know, there might be another way. There might be a more effective way. So when you got back to me and said, I would really love to share with this group why I'm so excited about video marketing for realtors, that really got me fired up. So can you just tell this audience a little bit about what you've learned and what you see right now in terms of video marketing for realtors?
Oh, yeah. So I want to create a little context here first. A lot of people think that video marketing is something new. I always ask this question, how long has video marketing been around? Mm. And people look at me and they go, well, maybe 8 years, 9 years. They associate YouTube with video marketing, obviously. Mm. And then I say, no. Video marketing has been around since 1941.
Mm.
That is the first time a paid commercial aired on TV. Was a Bulova watch commercial.
Wow.
America runs on Bulova time.
Wow.
I want you guys to stop right now and think about it. Video marketing. Marketing through video.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a fad. Has been around since 1941. Here's the challenge. That most of us, not until 6-7 years ago, we didn't have the money to go and market our real estate services to TV. Right?
Sure.
Yeah, maybe the top 1% or 0.5% could. Most people couldn't do it. So what happens 8 years ago, we had a website called YouTube, which was originally a video sharing site. That's an important distinction here. Wasn't a search engine. Was created as a website so Bill, Coach Bill, could go in and say, hey, Roberto, I want to share a video with you. So he could upload a video and share to friends. Right? And then you had internet, and then you have smartphones. And when you combine these three things, now you and I have the same power that big brands like IBM and Apple, all these brands had, you know, or Ford, right? Or Coca-Cola, Pepsi had for many, many years, but now we have it. So I want to be clear as we go through our conversation today to understand that the video marketing is not fad, is not a new thing today, I'm going to put my resources and tomorrow will be gone. No, it has been around for a long time, right? And I always tell this to our clients, Coach Bill, if you don't believe in video marketing, stop watching TV. Right? Oh, you don't believe it? Don't watch TV anymore.
Yeah.
Tell your kids don't watch TV anymore. Right?
No doubt, man.
That's
a great distinction, Roberto. I appreciate that. And I had totally forgotten, if I ever knew, that YouTube was originally essentially a video hosting site.
Yeah, that was when they found it. Well, now, obviously, as a search engine, I'll be talking more about that, YouTube is bigger than Yahoo, who was created to be a search engine.
Wow.
YouTube today has more traffic than Microsoft Bing. How do you explain that? Because the popularity of video content, which is just huge.
Totally. Well, good, man. So as we were talking about before we started this, here's my experience as a coach, and I want to hear you because you're a coach as well, and you get people fired up. And I've had one client in particular, I think two that we both know that have been to your classes. So you do actual training classes. In San Diego, is that correct?
Yeah, San Diego.
On presentation skills and so forth. And one of the things that I know gets in our way, and I want you to sort of walk through your 5 points because you've got a great, you know, sort of a framework for people to remember what you're talking about. But one of the things that you address is the confidence issue. And for me, I keep running into it time and time again. Guys like you and I think, naturally take to video. It's, you know, when you're wired as an extrovert and you're a communicator, and you've either been trained or you've evolved as a communicator, it's very natural. But for most people, It's the most frightening thing in the world. Like, you've got to be kidding me. You want me to shoot video? And I tell audiences this all the time, and I know I upset them, but I say to audiences, when you do video and you look at yourself and you go, wow, I look older. I look fatter. I have wrinkles. I have gray. Well, guess what? That person that's sitting across from you at Starbucks, they're looking at the same person.
Yeah.
And right? So
yep,
it's,
yep.
It's and realtors, of course, let's talk about the, you know, the dirty little secret here. Most real estate agents for years have used 10-year-old photographs in their marketing. And when people meet them, I don't know if you remember this, Jim Rohn, one of your mentors,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, he said on the back of his book, The Seasons of Life, there was a photograph of him, and it wasn't very good. It didn't make him, it wasn't flattering. And in that voice that only Jim Rohn could say, he said, well, here's the thing. When you have a photograph taken of you and it looks better than you really do, when people meet you, here's what they're thinking. Wow, he looks bad. And he said, so here's what I figured out. I get a photograph of me that doesn't look very good. When people meet me, they think, wow, Jim looks good. Right?
So that's very funny.
Right?
I love that.
I want you to speak to the confidence issue, but maybe
okay.
The smartest thing to do is to lay out your 5 points first so they've got kind of a framework.
Thank you. So I want everybody to get a pen and paper real quick. This is important. I want to teach video marketing 5 words. First word, why. Second word, confidence. Third word, technology. Fourth word, content. The last word, distribution. Now, I want to talk about the confidence. We can bounce back and forth. Now, confidence, I love what you just said, right? It's like people, they start recording themselves, I don't like my nose. Well, that's exactly how your nose look like, right? That's it. I add 10 pounds. Oh, really? Is the camera adding 10 pounds? No, it's not a camera. So here's the thing what I found with camera shyness, and this is so important. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I want you guys to imagine a spotlight in your head. Okay, just like there's a spotlight. Mm. And what I found, Coach Bill, is that when people have the fear of speaking or I call FUNDA, F-U-N-D-A, F-U-N-D-A, fear, uncertainty, nervousness, down anxiety, is because they have the spotlight on them. How do I look? How do I sound? Am I being smart enough? Are they enjoying my content? Okay?
Yes.
And here's the challenge is that when you record a video or you're doing a listing presentation or you're doing a presentation to a buyer, okay, it's never about you. It's 100% about the audience,
yes.
Which people don't get it.
Yeah.
So the spotlight should not be on you, should be in the audience. And if you look at any great presenter, any great communicator, anyone who presents well in video, okay, you notice that they speak to you and they make the content, the fact, the statistics, the story, their opinions, right? And their message is about helping you, the viewer, move from point A where you are to point B.
Yes.
So ultimately, every single video in this context here or communication is always about your audience, is always about moving them from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to remove that spotlight from yourself, and when you shift and you point towards your audience,
yes.
Move them from point A, let's say point A, they don't have a house, point B, they want to buy a house. Point
yeah.
A, they have a house, want to sell. Point B, they want to make, you know, they want to sell the house and make the money, right?
Yeah.
So it's never about you. So if you ever again, if you have a message and you feel uncomfortable and you don't like your voice or try to tell yourself, I don't like my accent. Well, that one won't work with me. Right? Won't work. Look, you're making the message about yourself. Instead
yeah.
of like, you have to stop this conversation. Ask yourself, okay, how much do I like my message, the real estate message, and how committed am I to serve the buyers and sellers? Because
nice.
If you are 100% committed, then the message is about them, and you remove yourself from the equation.
Oh, man, I love that. I love that because that really you've just coached me, and that's some information that I'll be able to use in coaching sessions with clients that really push back on the use of video. We've all got that little internal critic standing on our shoulder mm-hmm. that says you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not tall enough, you're not whatever. And I think what you just did by reversing that, it's like Nick Morgan's book, Work the Room, I think it's called. He talks mm-hmm. about audience-centric speaking, and that's mm-hmm. his entire message, is focus on the audience. It's really not about you. So now, the vast majority of these real estate agents are probably never going to speak to an audience, per se,
okay.
right? They're not going to
mm-hmm.
stand on
yep.
a riser mm-hmm. with 100 or 1,000 people in the room. But what we're yep. talking about today is how do they communicate to prospective buyers, sellers, their database. You know, there's so many great applications in real estate, and that probably could take us back to number one, which mm-hmm. is your why,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes. So let's talk about the why I believe that video is a life changing for realtors specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Number one, okay, if you guys want to write it down, last month, 187 million Americans watched online video in their iPad, iPhone, or computer or smartphone in average 17 hours. I'm going to repeat because you won't believe it, right? 187 million people in America watched online video either in their iPads or iPhones or tablets or computer 17 hours, okay?
Wow.
And which represents 85.9% of the people who have internet access. So here's my belief. If you're a realtor and you are not providing video content to your to the buyers and sellers, you're going to be the guy or the girl speaking Mandarin to an audience who understands Portuguese. That's all there is to it.
Nice, because
this is not a video marketing. This is like consumer behavior. Go to marketing 101. Mm-hmm. Forget about real estate for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Go to consumer 101 and how people are consuming information. Let me ask you this. I want my friends, realtors here, picture your ideal client right now. They, their families. When they are done working, they go home. Right? And now they are family there. Mm-hmm. A, after dinner, the dad or the mom goes, now it's time, everybody let's select your book and let's everybody read together, option A. Option B, they go, now everybody together, let's listen to the radio. Right? Or C, everybody's in front of the TV with their smartphones and iPads playing around to watch stuff. Which one, A, B, and C? It's C.
No.
Right? So I'm telling you, is that obviously the 17 hours that in average per person, right, 187 million people are watching every month. I'm not saying they're all videos about real estate.
Sure.
It's not. But consumers, are changing how they acquire information. Mm-hmm. And if you ever heard that a pitch is worth 1,000 words, here's mm-hmm. the good news for you. A second of video is worth 24,000 words. You know why? Because a second video has 24 frames in average. So video is way more engaging. So it's not a fad. It's here. It's here to stay. So I feel that video is the biggest opportunity for real estate agents to communicate. They don't have to do public speaking. It's just video is just a leverage thing. For
right.
example, right now, you're listening to Coach Bill's great call here today, and as you listen to us, you should have 4 or 5 or 10 or 20 or 100 videos having conversations simultaneously with your buyers and sellers while you're here.
Nice.
Right? And either you have or don't have it.
So I think that's spectacular. You know, something, I don't remember where I heard the term, but you're probably familiar with the term evergreen video. And it's like a tree, right? An evergreen tree is always green. And so I might send you a video, Roberto. I might send you something particularly talking about this call, and it's a one-time use. It's me talking to you, but since we couldn't be together, it had a single application. But for a realtor, I could have evergreen videos on my site or on a YouTube channel, and I want you to address, you know, what you see and what you would have them do. But I could see, and I do see, many top realtors doing this on specific topics, right? Like now is a great time to sell, why now is a great time to buy, staging your property to sell, being prepared for multiple offers, whatever the situation is, right? There are conversations that you as a top real estate agent find yourself having over and over and over again. Michael Gerber in the E-Myth calls it one timing. If you took that one conversation, as Roberto just said, that you have over and over and over, if you record an evergreen video and only put it on YouTube, if that's all you did, you could, at its very most basic application, email that link or create a signature in your email to that link, and every single buyer, every single seller, every single prospect would have the opportunity to be able to view that. Right?
I just love it. I feel that video marketing allows to do kind of like, if you look from a big picture, to do three things. Get your message in front of more qualified prospects, number one. Leverage yourself, like you're saying, you don't have, you get your message one time and record it. And number three, influence, I think, is
nice.
Here's one other point in why, so we can move to the other things here.
Please.
Why? Okay, you guys top one. I'm speaking. I know Coach Bill already mentioned that you guys are the best in the country. So why the best companies in the planet? Why Apple, Coca-Cola, and Pepsi, let's say, for example, why do they still put ads on TV? Why? Why the company who has the number one market share in the planet, not in their city, in the planet, is still putting ads on TV? Why? Make no sense. Why? Why? Well, they do it because they want to capture your attention. They want to influence you. And here's a quick statistics that everybody has access to it. Everybody, if you have a Google email or Gmail account, everybody already has a YouTube channel built in. So if you say, Roberto, I don't have a YouTube channel, but you do have a Google email, I assure you, you have a YouTube account. Just to have an idea, okay, I record videos every week. And before this call, I was looking at my statistics. YouTube provides a great level of statistics. Just here's something that is really important. The last 30 days, okay, 30 days, Influenceology videos, my company's videos, were watched in a sum of 10 days. Let me say again, it's not 10 hours, 10 days. So the last 30 days, I spent maybe 2 hours recording videos or 3 hours, right? But because I have several videos and they work as a library, the sum total of the view, the viewing time of all our videos were 10 days. Think about that. 10 days. So obviously, we have a training company, a coaching company, and we have clients everywhere. But think about it. Not 10 hours, 10 days of consumption of influenceology information. So This is the ultimate leverage. This is the ultimate leverage. And
I tell
I'm super
you, man,
passionate.
That is just an absolutely beautiful thing, and I'd love to hear you describe that. For people that say, you know, well, there's only 24 hours in a day, you just proved that wrong. I don't know what the math is, but I think you just described a, I don't know what that would be, what, a 30-hour day?
Yeah.
It's the equivalent, right, of more Robertos, more influenceology, the ability for you to be able to, like you just said, leverage and touch more people more frequently. That's a beautiful thing.
And one more thing, because you mentioned something in the beginning about realtors, because I know you work with a lot of realtors too, and you talk about the top realtors have teams, correct?
Yes.
Right. So I want you guys to be honest right now and ask, and I know I cannot hear you back, but how many times you hire a team member and you train and you put hours of sweat equity training, and after 3, 4, 5 months, the person is gone. Then you have another person. Then you say the same thing over and over and over again. Is that leverage? Yes or no? No, that's a waste of time. I personally, I've been coaching for 11 years, and I realize there's a big difference between coaching and training. Huge difference. Training is I'm going to teach the information. Coaching is that you do it, I ask questions, give feedback. So as you train, as you leverage yourself, as you expand your team, you should have internal videos as a training tools. So instead of like now you have to say the same thing over and over and over again, you go, by the way, today's class already recorded, go watch this video and come here and do it and I coach you.
Yeah, I love it, Roberto. And I agree, man, the efficiencies in that, and it, not to go too far off the track here, but, you know, that video could either be you speaking into a camera, right, training that new buyer's agent or the transaction coordinator that works for you, or it could be using a system like Camtasia or Snagit where you're doing a screen capture. It's as though that person is standing behind their shoulder, right, looking over the screen at the computer, and you do that one time, but you do that once, they can watch it 50 times at home in their bunny slippers. What do you care?
Yes.
Right? Brilliant. I love that, Roberto. I think the training application is brilliant. So anything else you want to touch on the why? Because I'm afraid we're going to run out of time.
No, the why is good. We talk about the confidence.
Right.
Okay.
Let's talk about technology.
Well, technology, so when I started recording videos, I didn't know, I'm talking about anything. Right? And because I've been teaching video marketing, people go, oh my God, the guy is high tech. Wow. I'll tell you, I'm not. You know what I learned in my video marketing education? I'm going to review it to you. Don't tell this to anybody. Are you ready?
Here we go.
I went to Apple Store, I got the Apple Care, and I took two classes on video editing, and now, boom, I'm a video marketing machine. And I went to Amazon, I bought the only 5 video marketing books available, I read the 5, I learned video editing, and I started doing it, boom.
Nice.
That's it.
Nice.
So I started my video marketing career with the flip cameras, then I went to more advanced camera, and now I do a lot of my recording with my smartphone. I have an iPhone. So I want to give you a couple applications, okay?
Beautiful.
In video marketing, if you, I'm speak to the person who hasn't not done video.
Yeah.
I would say start small and go big, which means don't spend money in gear.
Yeah.
If you have a laptop, start right there. You have a webcam. I have a microphone. If you type it up, which is the best microphone, which is called, in my opinion, for the price, $97, Blue Yeti, Y-E-T-I, Yeti microphones, $97 on Amazon, and it's just amazing quality, Blue Yeti, amazing mics.
Yes.
Okay? Type it up on Amazon.
Yes.
If you have, for example, on a smartphone, you can literally, let's say you have an iPhone, because most people have an iPhone, or you can get a little tripod, okay, for $30. You can buy a tripod adapter for a phone, and you need two things. You need a what you call a microphone input jack, because if you're recording a video, for example, in front of a property outside, you want to make sure the audio is good. So literally, you can have your, let's say, your iPhone, and you can attach an external microphone to it.
Yes.
Audio Technica, if you type it up, microphone Audio Technica on Amazon, you can buy for $40, and you're going to need a microphone input jack that connects your microphone, and then you put this jack into iPhone. So basically, I'm going fast here, but you need, let's say you have your iPhone, right? And you say, Roberto, I want to record a video in front of a property, but I want to make sure the sound is good. You can buy a tripod, number one. Number two, a tripod adapter that connects, that holds your iPhone to your tripod. Then you're going to need two more things. You're going to need an external mic. If you type it up, Audio Technica, and on Amazon, it's going to cost you $30-$40, and you're going to need a microphone input jack that connects the mic to your iPhone, because it's a special connection.
Yes.
And with $100 in your smartphone, you're in business.
Yes.
I mean, really, right there. Now, if you say, Roberto, I want to record videos from my office, my computer, then you don't need to buy a tripod or a microphone. You want to buy an external microphone for your computer. I have this one called Blue Yeti, Y-E-T-I. costs $97, and is a professional microphone for podcast, and you're in business.
And that's now, USB, right? Just plugs in.
Yes, USB, you plug and play, is just awesome.
Yep.
That's the one I have.
Yep.
Now, when it comes to video editing, here's what I want to speak to that. I personally learn video editing software because I teach video marketing and want to be congruent. Mm. I don't recommend the realtors, okay, spend a lot of time learning video editing because you don't make money doing video editing.
Correct.
Right? You just don't. Now, so let me explain this. One, I haven't seen, I know you're talking about the book Crush It. Uh-huh. Gary Vaynerchuk, uh-huh. when he built up his first line blog, he didn't edit his videos in the beginning.
Right.
So I seen people with very successful videos providing a killer message with no video editing. That's option number one. If you're a realtor and you love computer and software comes easier for you, then I would say this. You can learn the basic of video editing in 6 hours. You take a Saturday and you learn it. For some people, it's a bigger project.
Yeah.
Okay. The third option is you have someone in your office or your kids can do it. And the fourth option, you can go to websites called Odesk, and you for $20-$30, you're gonna find people to edit your videos. It's that simple.
I agree. Roberto, I love the way you lay this out because that's exactly the way that I would have described it. And the beauty is, especially if you're a realtor and you're going to shoot it on your on your computer or on a laptop using a webcam, whether it's built in or you can also add, of course, a USB camera. The beauty of that is if you just learn the simple technique of not having to look off camera, you just put your cursor on the start and the stop button, you don't ever have to worry about editing. It's
love
a little more
that.
Complicated
love
with
that.
Your phone, right? But it's that
love
simple.
That.
Yeah.
But here's another technique, too. If you have, let's say you have no experience with video marketing, if you're using a PC, then PC has built-in Windows Movie Maker. It's free. It's right there.
Yeah.
And you can go to YouTube, check it out, and you type it up, Windows Movie Maker tutorial.
Mm-hmm.
There's free videos that teach you everything you need to know. Take
Absolutely.
3-4 hours, done. And if you're using Mac, which ones I use Mac, then the free version is iMovie, which is awesome. I mean, truly awesome. Go to YouTube and you go iMovie tutorial. Boom, the basic. And then you can record straight from your webcam and cut the beginning, the end, put your name, and that's it.
And now, Roberto, I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
One thing that I want to make sure people, this is kind of like a technology slash why here, slash confidence, right?
Yeah.
Combine the points. When you're watching someone's video, that you're looking for the information, the viewer is not thinking, I hope this video is perfect. Think about it. When you watch a video, someone you like, someone you follow, do you have the mindset, oh my God, I'm going to watch this video, but I hope it's perfect? No, you never think about that. And I guarantee you, obviously, you want to be professional, you want to make sure your videos reflect your brand. At the same token, they are not looking for perfection, and they are looking for great information that can make decisions to buy a house, sell a house, work with you. That's it.
Nice.
Right? And they don't
that,
compare
man.
Yourself
so
with don't compare yourself with avatar or someone who spent $10 million putting a video together. Don't, because if you do, you won't get going. So.
Absolutely, man. I love that, and I tell people all the time, if you watch my videos, you'll see it immediately. If I flub up, if I make a mistake, I don't worry about it. I've just determined it makes me more approachable and more believable, and I just keep rolling. Otherwise, you know what it's like. You'd have to do 27 takes to get it perfect, and even then it wouldn't be perfect.
Yep.
Love that. I love your journey in technology. I have the exact same journey with the flip cam to the very expensive camera. I've got a Nikon D5100. It looks fantastic, but it's way too much work. Now I just shoot everything on the iPhone. Roberto, the one point I want to just hammer home is people underestimate the value of audio. So what you told them in terms of the microphones and the adapter, hugely important. You can have the best video in the world, but if the audio's not good, people aren't going to view it. So great advice there. Thank you for that. Let's talk about content. This is the other place as a coach that I find people getting hung up where they go, well, I don't know. I don't know what I'll talk about. I don't know what it would be. What do you say to a room full of realtors when you're talking to them about content?
Awesome. First thing that I'll do is this. I want to make sure you start today, start capturing every single question you and your team member get every single day.
Mm.
I use Evernote. You can use old school notebook. You can use Word document, whatever. You can use Google Drive now, change the name. Whatever works for you. I ask every single question people ask me, I capture. Why? Because I know they'll become content.
Totally.
Okay?
Totally.
And then I start organizing my content, and you want to create a schedule. I personally like to record a video every week. Now, obviously, some weeks I'm traveling or I am doing an event, and I've been in a place where 2 weeks pass by and record videos.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I'm very consistent, and if you go to YouTube channel, you see I upload videos every week.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give you different videos that you can use today. I want to give six or seven different types of videos. Now, one video that I want you guys to create is the evergreen video I call educational videos. And this is going to be probably around 50 to 60% of the time of the videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the whole outcome, okay, of recording educational videos is that when someone, a buyer or seller, thinks about a realtor, your name pops up in their mind. That's it.
Mm.
That's the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Like a brand. You think about a car, you think about a restaurant, think about a realtor, your name pops up. All right? That's what I call educational videos.
Nice.
All right? For example, the three mistakes one, like the three mistakes people do when buying a property in La Jolla.
That's great.
The pros and cons of staging your home before selling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, pros and cons, second video, second category. How to buy a house in front of the beach, or in front of a mountain, or how to buy a house, or an investment house, property.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
That's great.
Third one. So mistakes, pros and cons, how-tos, frequent asked questions. We all should have the top 7 or top 10 questions your clients ask. But look how cool it is. So let's say you are going to meet with someone to do a listing presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you deliver the results in advance? Why don't you say, hey, by the way, Bob, I can't wait to see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Here's the videos. I want to send you 3 quick videos of the questions that most people ask during our presentations. Send an advance.
Excellent.
Why not?
Excellent.
Right? Build up value up front. That's called the frequent asked question videos. Here's a good one for you. The SAQ videos. What SAQs is the should ask questions, meaning what are the questions your clients should ask you, but they don't?
I love
what's
that.
The clients, the questions your clients should ask you right, before selling or buying a home, but they don't.
Great
or
idea.
Or a video that.
Great idea.
Okay. Now, interview videos. Now, what I love about YouTube, I want to spend some time here. So let's say I'm a realtor here in San Diego, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then I want to think, who are the influencers? So let's say I want to work in La Jolla. Let's say I want to work in Rancho Santa Fe. Let's say I have an area. I would personally, by the way, I'm not a realtor, but if I were, here's what I'll do. I would figure out who are the most influential people in the area, and I would send an email and say, hey, I'm the top realtor here in town. I have a blog. I want to interview because I believe it can provide value for our community here. And do a little Skype interview, meaning you don't have to drive, you don't have a videographer,
right.
Someone else off. You can do a Skype interview. Skype, if you never use Skype, download for free. Skype interview. Mm-hmm. And you need a little software who costs $17. It's called Skype Call Recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can do those interviews side by side, and you interview someone, a celebrity or the mayor or someone, that about the new you know, the guy who's running the new school or the new library. Why is important? Because these people have following. Let me give a quick example here. I interview very successful authors. And let's say you're following so-and-so. I'm not going to put no name here, right?
Sure.
So
sure.
Let's say you go to YouTube now and you type this person's name. Mm-hmm. Guess who is on the first page of YouTube?
Nice.
Roberto's Monaco interviewed that guy. And then you go, who is this guy's accent? Oh, influencology, what? All of a sudden, these people who are searching for someone else, they are building a relationship with me.
That's brilliant.
So that's interview. I talk about, let's say, mistakes video, the pros and cons, the how-tos, the frequent ask questions videos, the should ask question videos, the interviews, and the last one, which is I can't be. And by the way, I just spoke 2 weeks ago for 50 plus realtors, and out of 50, let's add, there's probably like 50 people in the room, two or three had it. Is video testimonials. I mean,
yeah.
It's unbelievable how most realtors don't have it. I don't know.
Yes.
It's free.
Yes.
Right? By the way, I create something, I hope we have time to cover here, playlists, right? So like, for example, in my playlist, I have what clients are saying about influencology.
Mm-hmm.
I have over 100 videos
mm-hmm.
of people. And people say, Roberto, do people watch testimonial videos? Well, I have videos who have over 500 views of just one video. Right? So I'm telling you, yes, they watch it.
That's
so
great.
Now, in my realm of coaching and training. So let's say I'm prospecting for a new speaking gig or a new coaching client. I say, by the way, before you make a decision, just click on this link. They click it, and boom, it's right there.
Fantastic.
Why not? Right. So there's a. I always remember as you creating these videos, the mistake videos, pros and cons, how tos, frequent asked questions, should ask questions, interviews, testimonials. By the way, another strategy here too.
Mm-hmm.
Every time a realtor sells a house, right,
mm-hmm.
for example, a lot of people benefit, correct?
Indeed.
Indeed. So why not have everybody in the chain, the title guy, insurance guy, mortgage guy, appraiser, everybody, interview the realtor, and now they share. So now we have, I don't know, 10 people interviewing you, and they share their network.
Great idea, man.
Well, why not?
Great idea. Yep.
Right. Anyway, yep. We have a lot of strategies, but that's a great start right there.
No. That's more than a great start. That's an encyclopedia. That's brilliant because really and truly, Roberto, you have a mindset for that where you've got these different categories.
Mm-hmm.
Most people just sort of think, okay, I know I need to do this, but I don't know what I'm going to talk about. And you know what the default is for a realtor. I want to
mm-hmm.
talk about my new listing. Well, there might be an application for that, and I'm not
mm-hmm.
so sure that's a bad idea. A very successful realtor does this, Rowena Patton on the East Coast. She calls it the listing storyboard,
mm-hmm.
and she walks through with someone else holding the camera, and what she does is she walks through each room of the house or the backyard and says, let me tell you what the sellers told me about the home that is their favorite spot. They love to sit here in the backyard out by the fire pit, have a glass of wine, and they love watching the sunset every night right out in that direction. And she sells the romance. She sells the emotion.
I love it.
Of the home, now, right?
I'm going to share something that's going to blow you guys away right now, okay? So that was an educational video. The second one is called conversion video.
Mm.
And conversion video is a video that you record one time. Like, for example, it's a listing presentation,
mm-hmm.
and then you record this killer video about the house, and then once the house sold, well, quote-unquote, you cannot use the video actually like for selling the house purposes, but you can use to get new listings. But here's something that I hope to inspire you, okay? Check this out. There's a psychological research done a couple years ago where these psychologists, they want to know the value of storytelling in sales, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is like the most mind-blowing thing I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did, they got all these objects, and they pay in average $1. So for example, a smiling mug,
mm-hmm.
a fake banana, right? Stuff either they got in a thrift store for 50 cents, or sometimes they bought stuff for free, or like little objects.
Yeah.
And then they hire professional copywriters, and they wrote a story about these objects.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they did, they post these pictures of objects with the story on eBay. The average return for these 200 objects, are you guys ready? 2,700%. Was so popular, okay? Like, give an example. The fake banana, a plastic banana, they bought for 50 cents. They sold for $76. And then when people, this is real. So now people bought on eBay, because they're so moved by the story, and then the researchers emailed this person and said, look, you're being part of a study. This object actually is real. We can deliver that to you, but the story is not real. We developed this because you're doing the psychological study. By the way, if you're okay to buy this object, then all the money that you bought, we're going to donate to this nonprofit organization. See, the researchers, they don't want to keep the money.
Right,
this is so famous, Coach Bill, they even wrote a book about it right now. So
really?
The whole point is this, okay? Here's the point. It's not a house. You're in a business of storytelling, telling the story about the listing, the story about the house.
I love that, Roberto.
Right? Yeah. And once you master that in video, I love the example you gave the realtor, because once you it's not a house, there's always a story about the house, the home, and you become a storyteller, because stories create emotional connection, and emotional connection is proven, right? And they've done over 200 times. In average, 2,700%. The website's called Significant Objects. All the research is there. It's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. I love that. So, Roberto, in 5 minutes, can you tell me about distribution? Because now we've got them fired up about their why. They've developed their confidence.
Yep.
They've got an understanding of technology. They've got lots of ideas for content. Can you help them now in terms of distribution?
Okay, yeah, perfect. So now you want to make sure you maximize the viewership. People are able to watch your videos. So here you go. I'm gonna either right now you have a blog and you have a website or starting out. So if let's say, Roberto, I have nothing, okay? Because some people don't have a website or a blog. Here's my recommendation. Step number one, you go in, you fine tune your YouTube channel. Here's the things you're gonna look for. By the way, if you go to youtube.com/influenceology, copy mine. Right? You gotta have a trailer. A trailer is a little video welcoming people to a YouTube channel. Hi, this is Bob, realtor with XYZ Company. In our YouTube channel, you're gonna learn the strategies to buy or sell a home most effectively. Please subscribe to my channel. Something along the lines. Right? Then you wanna make sure you start uploading your videos. When you upload your videos, you're gonna need a good title, description, tags. Basically, you want to optimize your keywords, and you can find these keywords on Google.com. AdWords, if you're familiar with search engine or the keywords you want to put in your video, this is a free tool, and you can search the words that you want to optimize your video. Okay,
nice.
I wish I had more time, but you have to do it. Because in the beginning, when I started doing video marketing, I was just uploading my videos, and I wasn't paying attention to optimizing my video. And remember this, guys, okay? Remember, this is really important. Really, 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 really important. Every minute on YouTube, the equivalent of 50 Hollywood movies or 100 hours, every minute of video content is uploaded on that site. Think about that. Imagine 1 minute, boom, right? Equivalent, because a Hollywood movie is 50 hours. So imagine like 50 movies every minute. So you want to make sure your videos are found there, right?
Wow.
So you want to optimize. Then, if you don't have a blog or website, then what I would do, I would email that video, send the video via email to my mailing list, okay?
Yep.
I would put on Facebook page, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Twitter, I'll put everywhere. And every 4, 5, 6 months, I recycle my video content. Why? Because just because you post one time doesn't mean everybody watch it. And it's funny because some videos I repost like 5 times, and every single time people say, Roberto, amazing video, thanks so much. Okay? So it's kind of like sometimes you have to you listen to the song more than one time.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to share your video. So
I
quickly,
love that.
Make sure you if you're starting out, Roberto, what is the action step after this call?
Yeah.
Go optimize your YouTube channel. You have a channel. You record a 2-minute trailer. You upload your first video. besides your trailer. You want to make sure it has a title, description, and tags, and you're going to optimize finding keywords. And you can find, Google has a free keyword tool, and you can find the keywords, the volume of how many people are searching for those specific keywords, okay? Yeah. Once you have this part going, then I want you to get your first video and literally write a quick email and send to the database, and you want to share the video everywhere. Now, if you already have a blog or a website, I want to add one step. You want to do the same. Remember this. You want to optimize 70% of my traffic, okay, comes from YouTube. It's crazy. Because YouTube is the third largest site on the planet. So there's a lot of search going on there. And if you're not using this people are there anyway, hanging out. They are searching for stuff, so you want to be there. So here's my strategy, influenceology. I record a video, I put on YouTube, and I optimize title, description, tags, and then something else that I do, which is playlists. Playlists are collections. So you can have, you as a realtor, can have a playlist for buyers, a playlist for sellers. Roberto, why do I want to do that? Because when people type it up, real estate, Denver, Colorado, not only the top videos are searchable, but the top playlists show up.
No,
people
that's
don't
a
know that.
Great idea.
Okay?
And it's very specific to their needs.
Yeah, very specific. So, for example, if you type it up, speak with confidence on YouTube, okay, most likely you see my playlist. By the way, this is super, in my training, it's super competitive, speaking with confidence, speak confidence. So I'm doing this playlist right now currently, and some days I'm ranking on the first page already. It's a playlist.
Nice.
Why? Because I have 10 videos on it. Right?
Yeah.
So you can really maximize that power. Now, once the video is there, I'm going to embed my video in my blog. And this is important. From my blog, I'm going to send the business letter, or in our case, our newsletter, to our subscribers. Roberto, why you are sending from your blog? Because in our blog, I have our events. We have free stuff. I have coaching services. I have all this stuff. So I see the blog as the center. But some people go, Roberto, it's too much work to do the blog. So then start with the YouTube. It's better for you right now to have content out there than wait to have the perfect blog 5 years from today.
Oh, absolutely. Right? So, totally agree. Roberto, we have hit the wall, and I know you've got 3 more days of content, and I knew this was going to happen, but it's the gift of someone with so much knowledge. And I know that realtors are sitting here having taken notes, having listened to this interview. You know how this works. Some of them are going to be listening to this in their car, others while they're working out, some while they're running. I'm going to ask you to listen to this interview again, and maybe 3 times. And at once, one of your sittings, please do it sitting in front of your computer so that when Roberto mentions these different technological solutions or his website or going to his YouTube channel, I want you to be able to go there, bookmark them, and be able to return there, because Roberto has shared with us for 1 hour, but he has many hours of value that he can bring to you. And I'm just so pleased that I was able to introduce you, Roberto, to all of these realtors, some of whom may already know you, but I want to encourage them to go to your site, to register, to make sure that they get all the content that you have. And I would strongly, personally encourage them to engage with you if presentation skills and confidence or and influence is something that they would like to improve in their own lives.
I appreciate you, the invitation. Coach Bill, it was a pleasure. A big pleasure. It was a great pleasure spending the time today here. And I just want to wrap up my message here.
Yes, sir.
Encourage you to go record your first video. Doesn't have to be perfect. I mean, really,
yes.
I actually, do I have 1 minute here to share a story?
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's one of my stories. When I started recording videos, I didn't know how to edit my videos. So I had to record it just one take. So I got my flip camera, and I put on my tripod, and I had this 5-minute message. So here I'm trying, and I was like committing mistake, and the clock was passing by, and I had an appointment. At one point, Coach Bill, I was like maybe 4 minutes and 35 seconds. I literally almost got it, and I messed up. and I mess up, and you can see me, I'm like, and I use the F-bomb. I go, I said, I'm not going to say here, be respectful. So I said the F-bomb, and I walk towards the camera, and I stop, start again, because I didn't want to leave my, I didn't know how to edit my videos,
sure.
So I had to stop and start again.
Right.
So then I'm like, damn, come on, I have a meeting, I got to go. I go back, I say, come on, Roberto, focus, focus, focus. And then I record again perfectly, and I go get my flip camera, put to my computer, upload to YouTube, blast it out, go to my meeting. Then a couple months later, I'm like, oh, I'm wondering how that video is doing. So I go back to YouTube, play the video, and I'm watching. All of a sudden, I see Roberto in the video, like, using the F-bomb. I upload the wrong video, you know? And I was there for a couple months, and I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. And I had people commented on it. I was like, really funny. Obviously, I deleted it. So the point is this. Look, are you going to make mistakes? Obviously, you will.
Of course.
Obviously, you will. But, you know, it's worth it because you're worthy. And
absolutely.
Your message is worth it. Go
absolutely.
Record a video today.
Beautiful. Great advice. Call to action. If you've spent this time with Roberto, then the best way to thank him and to honor him is go record your first video today. Roberto Monaco, thank you, my friend. I really appreciate you making the time. I think you've had an impact on the people that have heard you today.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Well, what a fantastic resource. I think if you go back and you review those five key points that Roberto laid out as it relates to your video marketing, your why, addressing confidence, technology tips, how to produce phenomenal content, and then ultimately your distribution. There's absolutely nothing to keep you from the absolute next step, which is record your first video. I would love for you to sit down with the individual that brought this interview to you and sit down and have a conversation with them about the best way to get started. Remember what Roberto says, it's not about you, it's about the viewer in this case. And number two, don't worry about your technology. You've already got the resources that you need. You might need a few little things here and there, but at the end of the day, you've got a computer, you've got a smartphone, the odds are really good. You can record your first video today. Until next month, this is Bill Hart for TalkJet. Make it a great day.